3net News. I'm Jason Taylor. The Liberty School District near Kansas City says additional police are on hand at both of its high schools today after students reported seeing a threat on social media. The online message warned students not to go to class and referenced the Las Vegas shooting. KNBC reports police think there's no credibility to the threat but are acting out of an abundance of caution. The Missouri Transportation Task Force met yesterday where there was anger that certain parts of the state get more funding for roads. Some task force members complained that the committee was losing its way by spending so much time debating where the money's going. Republican State Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan warned members that infighting over distribution of funds would threaten any spending plan they might place before voters.
As part of being a package that goes to the general public in order to get them to invest in transportation, we're going to lose the argument at the end of the day when it becomes over rural versus urban, Franklin County over St. Louis County, or any other part of this state. We live in Missouri.
The task force is working on a plan to boost funding for Missouri's roads, which rank almost last in revenue per mile. The Senate Majority Floor Leader is optimistic about reserving in-home and nursing care for 8,000 disabled Missourians. Brian Houseworth spoke to him.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Kehoe tells MissouriNet a plan will be submitted in the next few days aimed at preserving the care.
I think we do have a plan to go forward. I know that plan is going to be rolled out to the governor very soon in the next couple of days, and we're hoping that he's supportive of that because I don't think he wants those people displaced as well either.
The Jefferson City Republican says House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick and Rogersville State Senator Mike Cunningham have been working very hard on the plan. Kehoe wants to preserve the care for the 8,000 disabled residents. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard and House Speaker Todd Richardson also want lawmakers to consider restoring provider rate cuts. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
Dozens of people are rallying this morning in Springfield to bring attention to proposed cuts to federal pension plans. KOLR reports lawmakers in Washington have considered cutting the retirement funds for years. This morning's gathering is an attempt to pressure lawmakers into dropping the proposed cuts. Missouri U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is going to bat for the St. Louis Cardinals' anti-terrorism efforts. She's urging the Department of Homeland Security to grant the organization's Safety Act certification, which would give the Cardinals legal liability protections for making security upgrades if a terrorist attack occurs at Busch Stadium.
Staying safe in large public spaces is on the minds of many Americans right now. I'm proud of the St. Louis Cardinals for being so proactive in protecting their employees and fans.
McCaskill says the Cardinals are working more closely with local law enforcement on game days, doing background checks on all staff, including outside vendors, and have created a canine program as well. Find more news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. This is MissouriNet.